Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is November the 18th, 2024, and with us we have Gretchen Alessandra, we have Bobby, we have Devon, we have Bailey, Bobby W, and Adrian, as well as Shadows Pub. I'm going to start us out with a question, and what we're doing during the month of November is we're asking a question, giving some answers, and it's National Podcast Post Month. And this is our entry for that. So, what question about creativity do you wish that people would ask more often? What question about creativity do you wish that people would ask more often? Alessandra, you have a thought on that?
I do. I love this question. I love it when people say, "What motivated you to do that?" And I usually respond in laughter, but it came out of a story of when I was in uni. I went to university with a fellow clarinetist from high school. So we were roommates, and I had my very first drink while there in my freshman year. Devon was there to see it. It wasn't pretty. So I was wrecked the next morning, and she'd never had a drink at all. And she stood over me, offered me a cold, wet cloth, which I gratefully grabbed and put on my face. And then she said, "What motivated you to do this?" And that's where that question came from. And it's just my favorite question in regards to creativity.
That's a cool story. Gretchen, do you have a thought on that? What question about creativity do you wish that people would ask you more often?
It's kind of a hard one to think about. I don't really think about what people ask me about creativity. I think motivation is one thing or another. Oftentimes it's what I ask myself about what's the next step on what I'm going to do. And I suppose that's the same type of thing. What questions should I ask myself the most? What is the motivating? What do I really want to do? Or sometimes, why am I doing this? Is it going to benefit my creativity? Is that my goal right now, to increase my creativity? Or can I just accept that it is the way it is right now? It's not right, wrong, good, or bad. It just is.
Devon, do you have a thought on that?
I would like people talking about what are the healing uses of creativity. How can creativity be used for self-care and, as a therapeutic outlet? Because I think that's an important aspect of it that can just be totally for our benefit and for other people's benefit. I mean, the beautiful thing about creativity is it can help us and other people if they connect with us and like, "Oh, you're struggling with that too. I get that. This was helpful." And I think creativity sometimes gets blown out of proportion and creating, a masterpiece of some kind, "Oh, here's my great life work." And, maybe, "Hey, I just made a meme today because I felt really down. And here's what I did to make myself feel better." And someone says, "Oh, you know what? I was having a bad day too. That made me feel better." I wish we were talking more about the simple, helpful uses of creativity in that regard, because it really can, like they say about humor, can do good like a medicine.
Right. Yeah, I can relate to that. When I write a blog post, I somehow convince myself it has to be the most comprehensive blog post, the most authoritative blog post. No one can write one better. And so it ends up never getting done because I can't finish it, because how can you possibly do that? It doesn't make sense. Bailey, you had your hand raised. What question do you wish people would ask more about creativity?
So I kind of have two answers to this. One that I kind of like to ask myself, which is, what can I learn about myself through creativity? A lot of like what I write is me just exploring like the world and things around me. So I feel like for me, it's a lot about learning about myself as well. So that's the question I like to ask myself, or want to ask myself more. But in general, I want to know where it comes from. I want to know why the brain just naturally is creative. And even like sociologically, like why people value art and creativity. That's something I would just love to know the answer to. If there is an answer, there might not be.
Probably be.
Yeah. Like Bailey, there's actually two things. And I mean, one is How do you come to deciding when it's good enough? Because we can sit there and dwell and fine-tune forever until, until it never gets out there. So, I mean, that's always a fun one to understand. But the other thing for me is what's been, the one or two things in your life that have framed how you view creativity today? What were those life events? Was there an influencer, an article, an event that really reshaped how you view creativity for yourself?
Bobby Wasserman, do you have a thought on that? What question do you wish people would ask you more about creativity?
I think what people end up asking is, well, how did you do that? How did, what inspired you? What made you think of X or Y or whatever you're doing? And that's only, that's it's interesting because I don't look for it. It's something that more I ask myself, but it's interesting when other people will come up and say, oh, why'd you do that? Or how did you do that? So, and I do, I'm a little, I have a company and really creating a new space. So that's kind of when I'm starting to get those questions.
Adrian, do you have any thoughts on that?
I really couldn't think of how to frame this, but it's more like what I wish more people would do is identify and change their negative belief that they're not creative. Because I had to do the same thing. I was an engineer. People said I'm not creative. Engineers are not creative. We can't write. We can't do any of these things. But what we do is actually creative. How you get those video games? That's people like me, right? We came up some creative ways. So I think that's the biggest thing is like people don't even know how to, don't even ask any questions about creativity because they don't think they're creative.
Right. They just make the assumption. Shadows, do you have a thought on that? What question do you wish that people would ask more often about creativity?
Let's see. People ask me questions. That'd be any question I can answer in 10 words or less. Questions I'd ask myself would be, why this? Why now? And do I want to do anything with it?
I think one of the things that I get asked is because of my photography, I get asked, what were you looking for? And it's not so much what I'm looking for, it's what I'm allowing myself to see. It's beyond, what we the convention and like Adrian said, it's ask, breaking down that barrier of saying, oh, I'm not creative. When if you break that barrier and you open that wall and you take away the labels of what you think creativity is, or what you think beauty is, or what you think a landscape should be, or you think an art piece should be, and you actually look around and you discover that's the biggest part of creativity. It's that part of thing that motivates you to grow and to keep learning and to evolve and to take a next level and a next step. And it's kind of like a life force.
Right. And that's coming from a teacher, so you can take that to the bank. One final one just to end us out here. If you could collaborate, and I'll call on you, if you could collaborate with anyone, alive or historical, who would it be? Alessandra.
Oh, I can't help but think of Johannes Brahms.
Wow.
And
Wow.
I love him because, like we use Discord to keep up with each other. He was using letters to keep up with his composer friends and musician friends. And they would have meetups just like we do with Creative Work Hour. And he would write to his friend and say, oh, make sure that you pack your B flat clarinet because I've written something for B flat clarinet and I've got the piano part ready and it's a sonata and I'll probably have a third movement of it finished by the time you get here. I'm like, this is a very contemporary conversation. It sounds like stuff that we say to each other. Like, yeah, bring your thing. Bring your licorice stick. I've written up a little thing for you.
Gretchen, if you could collaborate with anyone, alive or historical, who would you collaborate with?
It would probably be Georgia O'Keeffe because of her connection, not only with photography, but her connection with nature and seeing beyond and the abstract that she could do. She just Yes. Plus, she was very, yeah, she just was an amazing
Big
woman.
fan, right? Big fan.
Big fan.
Devin, anyone alive or historical, who would you collaborate with?
Patti Smith, like the godmother of punk and a brilliant poet and a seemingly really decent person, would love to hang out and talk creativity with Patti Smith.
Bailey.
This might be kind of weird for music, but Nikola Tesla. I find him so enigmatic, and we don't know much about his inventions, but what little we do, it was, brilliant for his time. So I would just love to meet him. And I don't know, he was very mathematical and even liked music, so I would love to compose a piece for him.
He was truly amazing. It's a shame how he met his demise in the end and the whole thing with Edison. Bobby Wasserman, who would you choose to collaborate with?
I honestly cannot answer that question. There are so many people. So I need to pass.
I totally get that. Adrian, how about you?
I like being in awe of a lot of people. I like what people do, but there's not somebody like I would actually want to sit down and talk with. I think about that. But except for like I am enamored by Michelle Obama. I absolutely love her.
Why?
Like the way that she comes from like a more like analytical background, being a lawyer, but she's funny. She knows a lot of things. She knows how to communicate well. See, I think she'd be fun with, even on shows, she's just so much fun. She knows how to sing in the car, she knows how to dance, she knows how to do all these things. I think it'd be like we'd be besties.
She's truly an amazing person. Yeah. Shadows, who would you to collaborate with?
There's a lot, but I think most recently would be Thich Nhat Hanh. I find a lot of his stuff keeps coming up when, as I work through the Daily Echoes as reference material.
I can see that. Bobby B, how about you?
First name that popped in my head was George Takei from Star Trek. He is so wildly diverse in his thoughts and curiosities and interests that it would just be a braingasm to spend time with him.
Yeah. I was thinking myself as everyone else was answering this question, who would I pick? At first, I was, on Bobby's team, like Bobby Wasserman. I don't know. I have no idea. And something inside said Winston Churchill, but I don't know why. I don't know if that's just because I recognize the name. But then as we went on through the shares, I thought Acapulco when Alessandra mentioned the clarinet, Acapulco, and she referred to it as the licorice stick. It reminded me of Acapulco. Of course, he was very famous for playing Stranger on the Shore on the clarinet. But it's happened again. You've wasted another perfectly few great minutes when you could have been doing something else, but you chose to listen to the Creative Work Hour podcast. If you have a question that you would like to hear the team discuss, you can send an email, creativeworkhour.com.